This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, folks, another special edition here of Krantz's Corner. And now one of my favorites, who's a frequent guest here on Krantz's Corner, Dara Torres. Yes, an Olympic champion. Yes, a New York Times bestselling author, fitness advocate, motivational speaker, entrepreneur, most importantly, a mom. And today she's here to talk about, and you're going to laugh at this, some people, but I'm telling you, it's important. We're going to talk about protein today. Dara's going to explain so much about this. And Dara, first off, welcome back to Krantz's Corner. You're now a frequent here, so thank you very much for always coming on.
I love it, Zach. Thank you for having me again.
All right, so before I let you get started with everything, I want to let you know this, because Dara is on here today for boost drinks, for protein shakes. And let me tell you something, Dara, you're going to be very impressed by this. While I was doing my research for you and this, my wife saw me doing this. My wife, every single morning for the last 3 years, stopped putting creamer in her coffee, takes one of the boost, I think it's the high protein 30 gram shakes, or maybe it was 20. She uses that as creamer every single day. That's how she starts every single day off. Dara, I thought you might be impressed by that.
I am super impressed. I've never heard of that before. So that's a great way to get protein in your coffee.
Right. And that's how she starts every single day with some protein, a vanilla in the coffee every single day. So tell me about everything that's going on. Why are you here to tell everyone about protein as we get into this, right in the midst of the summer at this point?
Well, protein is obviously very important to have in your daily nutritional intake. Nutrition experts recommend about 25 to 30 grams of protein per meal, really to maintain muscle mass. And, you know, my first Olympics were back in 1984, and I was 17 years old, and I would lift like one dumbbell and I would gain muscle. As you get older, it's a lot harder to gain muscle mass and to keep it. So I've paired with Boost Nutritional, Max Nutritional Shakes, to talk about how important, you know, nutrition is, because if you actually have one shake, which again, kudos to your wife, there's 30 grams of high quality protein to support lean muscle, and there's 26 vitamins and minerals. And a lot of us, as you see here, you know, I have eggs and beans and canned tuna fish and milk and all these nutritional types that you can go to if you want to sit in a kitchen and make food. But I'm always on the go, and it's easier for me to grab a Boost Max Nutritional Shake and take it with me and get all the protein I need in one shake.
So how much protein does one person need in their daily diet to get, I don't want to say to get better, to fulfill that kind of protein need every day and go forward?
Well, like I said, it's somewhere between 20 and 35 grams per meal. But if you really want to find out, you want to go to boost.com. They have a protein calculator that can really help you figure out, you know, what the best protein intake is for you, because everyone's made up differently. And so what I may need for protein shakes and what I need for protein recommendation might be a lot different than what you need. So it's great to go to boost.com, go to that protein calculator, and it can really calculate what's best for you.
That's awesome. That's a great way to do it. A lot of people have no idea about it. They think they could just pick up one little thing of protein for the day. Right. But this is a good educational piece for everybody. I can't believe I had to start off with my wife, because I'm telling you, every day she starts with that, and she eats protein all day long. She tries to put protein into every meal. If she's snacking, it's something with protein as well. So this is great that we're getting into this. And the fact that there's like a calculator on the Boost site, so you can go through all this, that is totally, I mean, that's amazing. That's great for people out there that have no idea what they're doing, and they think they could just pick up a protein, you know, a bar or shake, and figure that's good enough for the entire day. My thing to you is this. I know that you said your first Olympic, medal was years and years ago. How do you stay in such great shape? I mean, listen, I would think at this point you got your gold medals, you're kind of out of everything. I'm going to sit on the couch, eat a bag of chips, you know, like something like. How do you keep in such great shape there?
Hey, it doesn't mean that I don't do that too, but I do like to exercise. I like the way exercise makes me feel on the inside. I like the way it makes me look on the outside. It's always been a staple in my life. I have a lot of people who come up to me who know that I swam in the Olympic Games, and they're like, God, like, how do you maintain your muscle? Like, I'm too intimidated to go to a gym. And that's an issue. Like, a lot of people, especially when you get older, and I like to go to classes, and when you see pictures of the classes, you always see some young stud, you know, or some hot girl, like, in the ad, and you're like, well, I can't do that. I'm, like, in my late 50s or whatever. But you can. But if you are intimidated, I've actually paired with Boost for their Boost Camp. And this is a great source to find exercises. If you don't want to go to a gym, you can do them at home. We did videos for people to go on to their Boost Camp website and to see the exercises that we do to really maintain muscle mass and to gain muscle mass. And so if you are intimidated, I'd recommend go to boost.com/camp to find these exercises. You don't really need a lot to do them. You don't need a lot of equipment. It's very simple. You can keep your lean muscle mass if you try this.
That is fantastic. What an educational piece today is. Not too many times do we get very educational here on Krantz's Corner, but I'm glad we are today. At this point, this is something very important. Olympics are coming up. You ever get the itch right beforehand to, you know, jump back in? You know, you want to jump back in the mix somehow, some way? Or you sit back and watch? Can you enjoy sitting back and watch? Do you get crazy when you're watching the Olympic sports? What happens with Dara Torres while she's watching and getting prepared for the Olympics?
When I did my last Olympic trials at 45, that was it. I'm like zero itch after that. Like, I was done. I went to Olympic trials, swimming Olympic trials a couple weeks ago and was there for 9 days. It was a 9-day meet now. It used to be 8. And, it was so much fun to be able to cheer everyone on, but I never thought, oh God, I wish I was back in there swimming and competing. Because if I did, I'd probably be back in there swimming and competing again. But, the U.S. team has a great contingency. A lot of swimmers that you know, like Ledecky and Caleb Dressel, a lot of new swimmers out there. You know, there's going to be some other countries that will give them a run for the money, but it should be a great Olympics to watch.
Yeah, plus you need to make another room for more medals if you went back. That would be the problem. No more carpentry in the house for right now if you don't have to.
Yeah, none.
To do a lot. All right, Dara, tell everyone once again where to go for all this information, the educational stuff of how much intake you need of protein, all those great videos you just said. Give everyone one more boost on how to get there.
So to find out more about Boost Max Nutritional Shakes and the protein calculator and everything you want to know about protein and Boost, you go to boost.com. If you want to go to my videos, you want to go to boost.com/camp.
Dara, it's always a pleasure talking to you, whether it's talking about protein, talking about the Swimming Hall of Fame, whatever it is. I love having you on Krantz's Corner. Please, let's do it again. Enjoy the Olympics. And I'm going to tell my wife you're proud of her for doing this every day.
I'm very proud of her.
And yes. Right. Maybe we start a new trend here that you heard here in Krantz's Corner with Dara Torres, putting a little protein shake in the coffee in the morning. Maybe we did something here. Boost is going to love me. Boost is going to have me back now after this whole thing here. Dara, thank you so much for coming on Krantz's Corner once again. Always my pleasure.
Thanks, Zach.
All right. That was the great Olympic legend, Dara Torres, who is still at Olympic trials and swimming in the last couple of weeks, which is very impressive. And talking today on behalf of our friends at Boost Nutritional Drinks, a protein intake, how to do it, everything about it. Dara, thanks again. This has been a great edition of Krantz's Corner with the great Dara Torres.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.